Buck Martinez joins us now. Buck, good morning. How are you today?
I'm well, Jerry. How are you doing?
I'm well. There's a lot going on. NHL expansion rumors. We got Tim Leiwicki on the show at 10 o'clock. We're going to have Jake the Snake Plumber on the show at 11:30. But I'm very excited to have you on the show. I watched the game last night, listened to your fine call of the game last night. And up until that 11th inning, you know, Bautista hits a home run, team rallies. I'm like, this is good. This is a good sign. Things are looking good. And then the wheels fell off. And, like, we have a fifth deck homer, only the 17th time in history of the Rogers Center and Skydome that's happened. Buck, what happened last night?
Well, I think it's been a continuation of the entire month of August, Joey. This team relies so much on the home run that when they don't hit home runs, the things kind of blow up on them. And when you think about it, you know, they've only hit 11 home runs in the month of August. That's the worst in the American League. And they just don't score any runs if they can't hit home runs. And that's been a problem for them all year long. When they had that great month of May, when they reeled off that 21-9 record, they hit 48 home runs in a month. And if they don't hit home runs, they don't have very good at-bats. The thing about it is they have a lot of hollow at-bats, a lot of swings and misses, a lot of strikeouts, no moving up the runners. And this team is built to score runs via the home run, and it might be time to change the philosophy a little bit and get a little more consistent offense.
So instead of swinging for the fences, You're advocating perhaps just trying to make contact, and getting down early seems to be a bit of a problem as well for this team.
Yeah, it sure has. It's been six straight games now where they've trailed first. You know, the opponents have scored first in six straight games. And, you know, it's just a combination of things. And when you really look at it, Joey, it goes back to the July 31st trade deadline. They were in Houston at the time, and there was so much talk and anticipation they might get some help via the trade deadline and get a new player or two, and then they didn't. And then there was all of the discussion about, well, who's disappointed? You know, we thought we were going to get some help. We didn't get any help. And then they lost the next three games to the Astros. And that led to four in a row and losing six out of seven. And the month just kind of spiraled out of control. And you know what? I don't really know what happened inside the clubhouse, but it certainly seemed as though there was a lot of disappointment. And the players are players. The general manager is the general manager, and the players are responsible for playing, and they're certainly not part of the management decisions. And unfortunately, it seems as though that may have created this downward spiral that has resulted in a 6-16 August.
And we got a tweet from Ken Berry who says, a thought for tomorrow. He tweeted last night. He says, Jays a 500 club, but trending towards a last-place team well below 500. If May was 500, you know, dead last. And he's not wrong. This team, other than that one good month, it's been pretty much all bad. And then, you know, look, and I know this is a small point, Buck, but, you know, putting four players on revocable waivers, putting, you know, Dickey and Happ and Reyes and Redmond out there, and I know that it's not a big deal, but it's just, hey, let's check the feelers and see if there's any interest.
Jerry, that's part of baseball.
Yeah, no,
baseball
I get it.
Players know that.
Yeah,
it's just part of the game. It shouldn't affect anything.
But my question is this: is there a team out there that would take a flyer on any of these four guys?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I'm sure. You never know. Somebody might have an injury. I mean, you know, injuries happen every day. And you look at Oakland, what they have done. You know, they lost the two pitchers in spring training, A.J. Griffin and Jaron Parker. And everybody thought, well, their season is over. Well, they continued to tweak that roster all the way up to the point of getting Lester and Samardzija and Hamill. They just got Gio Soto from the Texas Rangers. They got Sam Folt from Minnesota. They keep tinkering with their roster. And, you know, this is a team that's supposed to be financially restricted, but Billy Bean digs down into his imagination and figures out a way to get it done. But, you know, outside of that month of May, the Blue Jays are 45-57. And, you know, unfortunately, that's the reality of it. And when you look at their season, they had two winning months, May and July. And since then, it's been a little bit of a disaster.
And look, Jansen and Santos just absolutely savaged in extra innings. What's going on with Casey Jansen? Like the last, you know, it hasn't been good. It looks like he's lost his confidence completely.
Well, I don't know that he lost his confidence, but he's lost his command. And, you know, he's a command and control guy, and he's got to make perfect pitches in perfect spots, and he hasn't been able to do that. Whether or not his illness at the All-Star break sapped him of strength, he seemed to get it back for a while, but, you know, he lost about 8 to 10 pounds at the All-Star break, and it seems as though it took him a while to get that command back. And the last several starts have not been good. Last several times he's been in that situation, he's been hit pretty hard because he hasn't been able to make the quality pitches we're used to seeing from him.
Buck Martinez with us, Joey Vendetta on Sportsnet 590, The Fan 907 on this Wednesday, August the 27th. The Jays have participated in four extra inning games in a row for the first time since 1991 in September. And they have not fared well. Gibbons is saying, look, we could have won every one of them, but they haven't, right? They figured out a way to lose everyone. And last night was in quite spectacular fashion. You know, moving forward, Buck, for Blue Jay fans who are frustrated with the way the season's gone, you know, when the big trade was made last year and this team was sold as, you know, Vegas had them as the favorite to win the World Series. I mean, they were the favorite odds on, and I know that doesn't mean much, but it says something. This is not panned out in any way, shape, or form. Some good young pitching, some good young players in the system. Where do you go from here?
Boy, that's a good question, and I'm glad I don't have to make that decision. But you're right. It seems as though they switched gears. You know, after the John Farrell situation where he went back to Boston and there was a lot of negativity around the ball club, I think they felt like they had to make a big splash, and they went out and made that trade. And unfortunately, you know, they got older, they got more expensive, and they gave up a lot of good prospects. And, you know, prospects are prospects, I'll grant you that. But when you're trying to put together this is a team that needs to get it done, you know, Mark Burley has been a good pitcher over his career, but he's toward the end of his career, and he got off to a great start. Ari Dickey had that spike year in 2012, but he's pitching like he has most of his career, pitching around 500. And, you know, Josh Johnson, they talk about, well, Josh Johnson was the guy everybody wanted. Well, I argue with that. He was a sub-500 pitcher, had a couple of good years with the ERA. But I think the one thing that I always hearken to when you look at teams that are going to contend is if they're going to add teams, they look to add teams from winning ball clubs, winning organizations where winning is priority. And I think, you know, it just hasn't been that way. And you look at all the waiver claims and the different people that have been added here, it's almost like they're not getting quality players that understand what winning is all about. And you've got to put a mindset in this day and age, Joey, with everybody making so much money, if you don't have the right group of players on your team that care about your team and think about winning every single day, you're going to have disappointment time and time again. I mean, everybody's making a lot of money. The minimum salary is $500,000, and the average salary is probably up over four. So, you know, you've got to have character. You've got to have guys that come to the ballpark every day with one thing on their mind, and that's winning for your team.
Tonight, at the Rogers Center, game 3 of 3, and then it's 3 against the Yankees this weekend, and Derek Jeter's final appearance here in Toronto, and of course retiring after the season. And I think it's gone. I think the Derek Jeter farewell tour has gone about as well as a farewell tour can. You know, look, this guy has been kind of beyond reproach. And before we talk a little bit about Derek Jeter tonight, we've got Stroman on the mound. Again, you were talking about older pitchers. You know, a great young pitcher that I think has an amazing future ahead of him going against Joe Kelly, who's had some shoulder issues. Look, the Jays need to change it up. The Red Sox had lost 8 straight prior to coming in here. Now they've won 2 straight, right? And 10 games back behind Baltimore, 6.5 games back of Seattle for the final wild card. Stroman's got to stem the tide here, or, you know, look, I keep saying, or it's over every day, because I'm an optimist, and I know Jays fans don't want to hear that it's over, but you lose 3 straight to Boston, and then, you know, look, the Yankees lost last night, but they'd won 5 straight. They can come in here this weekend and sweep for all we know, you know, especially with Jeter being where he is and the way this team has rallied around the fact that they've had their share of injuries. But tonight's game, Buck, with Marcus on the mound, what do we look for early? Do they try and erase that 6 games in a row where the opposition has taken an early lead? Do you think that's key to the game as opposed to trying to rally late like they have been doing?
No, I think so. Anytime you get a lead, it makes the pitcher more relaxed and gives the pitcher an opportunity to get into the flow of the game. But, you know, it's difficult to say, okay, Marcus, you got to stop this skid. He's in his first season and barely into his career as a starter. And, you know, unfortunately, he has been one of the most consistent. He's hit a few hiccups of late. And that's what you're going to get. A young pitcher getting his feet on the ground. The league finds out a little bit more about him. He hasn't had his real good breaking ball for the last two starts. Prior to that, he pitched well against the Tigers and did a nice job against them, but he hasn't had his curveball the last couple of starts. He'll be anxious to see if that curveball is there early for him. But, you know, he and Sanchez certainly bode well for the future. And Daniel Norris, I know he got hit hard last night in Buffalo, but he, too, is a very interesting guy. And, you know, I think the Blue Jays have to, you know, get a core of players that are homegrown, that take that pride out to the mound every day, out to the field with them every single day, and say, okay, I'm playing for my team. I'm playing for the Blue Jays. I'm playing for Toronto. I'm playing for Canada. I think once you get that back, you're going to see a turnaround in the way they perform.
Hopefully Stroman's record goes to 8-5 as opposed to 7-6. Buck, before we let you go, Derek Jeter this weekend, your thoughts, some memories of Derek Jeter. And again, I think his farewell tour has been great. You know, teams, he's kind of embarrassed when he's been handed these gifts. And I mean, some of the gifts were just terrible too. I'm just like, what are you thinking? Giving him like you're giving him like a part.
Well, I think, you know, when you think about Derek Jeter, given his career and his success, he's probably got everything. What do you give a man that has everything?
I mean, the guy's dated like Minka Kelly, Mariah Carey. He's done okay for himself. And the best part about him, I mean, you want to talk about a textbook way to behave as an athlete. Think about this, Buck. And, you know, you've been in baseball a long time. Have you ever seen a guy as successful as Derek Jeter fly under the radar in his personal life as well as Derek Jeter has? This guy is like a secret agent. He's stealth. And the best part is, the media loves him, so it's not like they're looking to take him down, right?
No. And you know what? I had a chance to manage Derek Jeter in the World Baseball Classic in 2006, and I got to know his parents, and he's a very well-grounded young man. He's not a young man anymore, but, you know, Derek's folks, they demanded a lot from him as far as his academics, his work ethic, the way he treats people, and that's reflected every single day. And Derek, you're right, he's never taken a bad step. He handles himself very well. And if you interview him, he never says much. He gives you a lot of answers, but there's nothing there. And he's been very good about that. And he's playing in the biggest bright lights of New York, and he hasn't taken a bad step. He's a terrific competitor. He demands that everybody represents the Yankees in a proper fashion. And when the captain does that, everybody else falls in line. And when you think about the personalities they've had at New York over the years and how everybody falls in line, they're all in the same lockstep. And then Derek Jeter has a lot to do with that. I can remember a story early on where Jeter was in the clubhouse. Robinson Cano was being interviewed early in his career, and he was reading a newspaper. And the people were out talking to him, and he was kind of answering over the top of the newspaper. And Derek went to him afterwards and says, Robbie, that's not how we treat people here. We treat people with respect, and if you're doing an interview, I expect you to respect the people that are asking the questions. So he sets the standard for the Yankees, and it's always been a high standard.
Buck, thanks a lot for doing this. And tonight, Jays Red Sox, 3rd of 3. We can catch you on Sportsnet. And thank you very much for your time, as always.
Joe, you have a great day. Good to be with you.